We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, we're here in the land that weather should forget. We'll get to a lot of stuff today. Adam has some breaking news, which we'll get to here in about 4 or 5 minutes. The weather fiasco, which has been going on. We're going to get to that early. We're going to get to three great guests today. Joe Freeburg on, Comey, Cohen, Mueller, Colonel Hunt on Syria, Jim Pete on the Wolves and Rockets, the weather scenario after, traffic, weather and news, but we are the home of the Wolves. I'm going to give you 4 minutes here on the Wolves. This idea that last night was an indication of, oh, this is going to be a competitive series and this is just a step in the right direction. Adam, do you have the buzzer? Because hit it. That was a massive, massive missed opportunity when all but two of the Rockets were atrocious. You should have won that game. Rockets are the better team. Now, let's not forget the Rockets have two key guys out. But we're going fast here because I want to get to many items. Jace Frederick does a really good job for the Pioneer Press covering the Wolves. Let me just get to his tweet that if you pay attention to the Wolves, you should pay attention to. The Wolves are now 2-for-18. When they're tied or down by three with 3 points to go, and there's 10 seconds to go. Jimmy Butler, your star, is 0 for 12. Think about that. You're tied or you're down by three, 10 points to go. You now have a top 10 player. That top 10 player is now 0 for 12 with a horrible play last night. Horrible play. When Butler takes a spinning, corkscrewing, two-point shot, by the way. It wasn't even three. Because I've heard over and over today, oh, the three. Nope. Foot was on the line. It was a two-point. So when you're 2-of-18 in this position, you know what it's on? It's on two people. It's on your star. It's on your coach. That's Tibbs, because last night, they have no timeout. Now, they lost a timeout, I'm 99% certain, when Butler, they had to deal with blood for Butler twice. And it was just a weird thing. And Tibbs was very upset about it. You know how many times teams practice, hey, there's 5 seconds ago, there's 10 seconds ago, what are we going to do? About 1,000 times during the season. And it was just Jimmy being Jimmy. When, if you watch the play, Jeff Teague circles unguarded, wide open. Unguarded. Wide open. Butler, this all-around player, all he has to do is pass the ball to him. And Teague, no guarantee he's going to make it. But he's right there. And Chris Paul, who had turned the ball over, also completely forgot to guard Teague. Last night, you had Cat play lousy. Butler, either his wrist is bothering him, his knee is bothering him, or he just was atrocious. The Rockets were 3-for-25 shooting threes last night. Okay, outside of one guy, the Harvard of the West, I don't think he graduated, attendee James Harden. The Rockets will not play that bad the rest of the series. That was a massive missed opportunity by the Wolves. They play again on Wednesday. The weather, I was annoyed by it. Adam was annoyed by it. Lindsay was annoyed by it. You better have been annoyed by it. If you weren't annoyed by it, you're just not being honest with yourself. That's what I'm going with. You're not being honest with yourself. It was April 13th, 14th, and 15th, and we dealt with this nonsense. I'm blaming myself, Carter, because I still have the wreath on my tree, on my front door. Do you think the wreath is that powerful? That my wreath has kept winter here, but it is just atrocious. So I want to hear from you through text or phone calls. But here's the deal on the show. It's not going to just call in and you're going to bring it mediocre. Good, specific, strong points about what drove you nuts, yourself, other people, because I have plenty to gripe about. So does Adam. So does Lindsay. But if you want to join us through calls, that'd be great. But you have to bring it or text 81807. Again, 81807. Phone call 651-989-9226. A lot of people blaming me for the wreath. I'd love to think I have the power. Some worried that you're going to go out and the naked snow blowing once again at 2 a.m. That would be on Facebook Live. We'd have to put that out there. You're a shoveler, though, right? You're not.
Yeah, I am so sore today, too.
Yeah, because you had multiple rounds out there, I'm assuming?
Multiple rounds, but I only shoveled once. And, like, that's my – the big snowfall wasn't the problem for me. It was the
follow-up.
2 to 3 inches we got last night.
The follow-up. Yeah, I want to get to that. I'm going to get to one of my overrateds, too. But let's take Chris here, first of all. You want to bring a strong call? What's bugging you? I'm all in.
Listen, man, the way the plowing has gone on all year and even last year, everybody that I talk to in Minneapolis is going like, yeah, they leave piles. I see trucks going down the street in my neighborhood and not even with the plow down. No salt spread, just driving and leaving piles.
Well, but I mean, where are they going to go, Andy? We just had 15 inches of snow. They have to put them somewhere, right?
Well, not in the middle of the road, man. Just
well, no.
Plow one lane. That's all. Just one lane.
Okay, so you're saying in the streets that you're seeing, there's no way to even get through.
Well, I got out because my neighbor has a plow, but you know, there's several streets. I was in Uptown, too, this morning, and it was like, holy buckets.
I got a feeling Chris might have said more than holy buckets. Okay, what's reasonable, what's fair, Lindsay? What do you think about when we get 15 inches of snow, of how efficient the cities are going to work with their plow and get everything done in the proper amount of time?
Oh, I saw Jason DeRusha ranting about this on Twitter this weekend, comparing the suburbs to Minneapolis. The biggest issue with a city like Minneapolis or St. Paul is that they allow on-street parking. My quiet little city, Crystal, doesn't allow overnight parking any time of year. So the roads are clear and they're allowed to plow. I mean, I lived in Uptown the year that the dome collapsed. And I'm not kidding you. Every snowfall, it's just a cluster because you've got parking on both sides.
Yeah.
People are parked there when the snow comes. Then they can't get out.
And that, until you get the snow emergency.
Exactly. And even then, you're struggling to get out. I was surprised by how many cars I saw abandoned on major freeways.
I saw
394, 55, 169.
Today, right?
Yeah. Still there, just covered in snow.
I'm glad you brought that up. Lindsay, I bet coming in here from lovely Plymouth, I saw double figures, including in some places where I'm like, that's basically on the street. Not just that they went in the ditch, but you were right there on the street. And there's huge amounts of snow surrounding that vehicle. How is that vehicle still there?
I have no idea. I saw one on Highway 394 right before 100 in the on-ramp area. And no lie, if you blinked, you would have missed it because it was covered in snow. The only reason we saw it was because the side mirror was sticking out. And so you just wonder, like, did they get stuck and then the plows came by and now it's basically frozen in there until the snow either melts.
Best sight I had from this weekend was a car driving on the freeway. It was still, like, covered in snow on the roof. But the broom, the guy must have been using a broom to clear it off. He just left the broom there.
The broom was stuck in there?
In the snow. It was I wish I could have gotten a picture.
Oh.
That says it all.
That was,
because that's like the guy started to do it and then just probably lost his mind and said, I'm out of here.
Our driveway, no lie right now, the only side that's shoveled is mine because I had to get my car out. I'm just praying that the south-facing driveway, it all melts. John's side is covered in snow still.
Oh, it will by next week. Yeah, good luck to you if you think that's going to take place later today. Okay, let's go. Bring it. 651-989-9226. Okay, so I'm in Hugo, And why wouldn't I be? At Carla's place, but I need to work my way back. And I decided Saturday I better do it a little bit earlier than later. I just was telling Allie this. I was blown away. I mean, that's a pretty good drive. It was double for me. Okay, it's normally 40-some minutes my place. It was an hour and a half. The number of moronic drivers, Carter, who are going 70 miles per hour plus when it was either blizzard-like or borderline blizzard-like. Now, if you're going 5, you don't even belong to be on the highway, right? You just can't handle it. Or your car can't handle it. So go back home or just get on the side streets. I just cannot get over the number of people driving who think I still can go 70-plus miles per hour and nothing is going to happen. I don't want them to be physically harmed. I want to be clear. I don't mind if a few of them end up in the ditch, though, in all sincerity. What is the mindset of that person? Ignorance?
Same. It's like an unrealistic view of their abilities and their vehicle. And I think that it's an over-reliance on your vehicle, thinking, well, I'm in this truck, four-wheel drive. I will say this, though, and I get tired of people, hey, four-wheel drive, but that's another thing. I mean, you've got to realize sometimes that the conditions, your vehicle can't handle the conditions out there. That's the thing that frustrated me, a lot of people with the two-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, that it wasn't working.
Yeah.
And there's a certain point where, you know what, if you don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle, you shouldn't be out there.
I don't know how you survive Saturday and maybe to a certain degree Sunday if you don't have a four-wheel drive. And by the way, that also affects the rest of us.
Right.
Right? Now, I'm not saying that has to be a state requirement, but how are people pulling it off?
I don't know. That was another scene that was crazy on Sunday afternoon. It was Robert Street and a small incline on South Robert Street, and there's this big, long backup because the two people at the start had stopped at this light on a slight incline, and they couldn't get going again. So there's people out shoveling, and cars are getting backed up. It was crazy. Craziness. Crazy.
Crazy.
I was just surprised at the fact that it just never stopped.
Yep.
Good point. Last night we drove from Crystal to out towards John's parents' place, and there was no visibility, even driving on 394. You know, it's 5 o'clock at this point, and it's like it just never stopped. Now, my rant from this weekend, and because we got a text, it reminded me, because I went off on someone on Facebook about this, the comments, where are all the global warming folks now? It's like, I'm sorry, we are talking about weather versus climate. If we want to look back at the last 30 years of data, let's talk global warming. This is a fluke of a snowstorm. Yeah. You are not smarter than the scientists. Move along.
And by the way, the main thesis too here is climate change. The instability, the extremes, the changes, okay? The first time it's cold, I love it. Hey, there must be no global warming. Here's the deal. If you want to be on your own and you want to be with 1% or maybe 2% of scientists versus the three of us are going to be with 98% of scientists, more power to you. I'm all in, and I'm with 98% of scientists, and you're with the 1% or 2%. And, oh, by the way, how climate change is going to ruin the world for businesses. There are plenty of businesses that can continue and prosper and do very well. We're not going to all have to give up everything we like to do if we acknowledge climate change.
Can I rant? This isn't even a rant. It's just like it's a first world problem of being the new person to the neighborhood. We've not met anyone yet.
Oh, yeah.
And we live in a cul-de-sac.
Sure.
And there's... Exactly.
Yep.
And one of the very nice neighbors, I don't know because I haven't met him yet, plowed or did the snowblower.
Yeah.
And took care of a bunch of people's driveways.
Oh, that's very nice.
But he didn't take care of ours.
Oh, Carter. What's your theory
that
there?
That's the other thing. It's happened before in big snowfalls where people with the snowblower will just do the whole sidewalk up, and it's so appreciated.
Oh, it's very
nice.
Then
yesterday was the one went right up to mine and then stopped. And it's like, oh, man, you couldn't do one more? The thing is, the stuff at the end of the driveway, I mean, that is, it's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, like concrete. You know, it's.
Oh, I know.
Well, and it was that slush. I mean, no lie. So I went to my normal workout Saturday morning, and then we shoveled. I woke up yesterday. There are parts of my body I didn't know could hurt.
Oh, yeah.
That hurt from shoveling.
Well, and they got him. And this is how people either get a great workout,
or
injure themselves, or have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right? All right. We got
it's
a couple.
No joke.
You got a couple more minutes. You want to chime in with a good call? You can. 651-989-9226. Endless texts. 81807. Among the texts coming in, it's beautiful outside. We do live in Minnesota. Enjoy your day. Well, thank you for enjoying the day. It's April 16th. There's 15 inches of snow. I don't want this as the normal practice. I just don't. I get that we're going to have, I think the average is what, like 2 to 4 inches of snow in April? I'm used to it. I decided to live here. I'm staying here. When we have the most snowfall we've ever had in the entire month in the history of this state, Adam, I don't think this is just, it's Minnesota. Do you buy that one? Because no, I don't. When it's historic, there's a reason why the phrase is historic. Okay? Slow down among the techs. Slow down, people. It will melt. Then you can complain about flooding. Jeez. Yeah. If we have flooding, I will complain about that too. You know, this is an opinion-driven show. By the way, like we're alone here talking about the weather at all the last few days. No one's talking about that.
Can I give a shout out to the very nice gentleman in the Jeep who pushed me out of the Lifetime parking lot Saturday morning? Because I definitely got stuck. And I tried, I was alone.
Yeah.
So I tried to put the car in reverse and just push it. And he comes up and he's like, let me get my daughter in the car and I'll give you a push.
Lesson learned, don't go to the gym.
Yeah, overrated.
Especially on a snow, during a blizzard.
Well, considering the workout you got later.
Oh my, had I known that that was coming. The issue is that our mailbox is up by our front door and legally we have to shovel everything out so the mailman can get there.
Right. A lot of mailmen, though, I think were given
the day off. I saw a tweet from someone, 14 years mailman. This is the third time they got pulled off the road.
Fine. You think it's soft. Yeah, I think it's the ruination.
Postal Service.
The ruination of America. You know who I blame? Bezos.
Yes.
Go with Donald Trump. It's Bezos. Hey, Chad, if you weren't complaining about the snow, you'd complain about your golf game. LOL. Probably true. Hey, Lindsay, great job on Saturday morning. We're going to get to that. It is available on Facebook. She's leaving us. It's just a matter of when. And I think Belinda needs to know that. What do they say, Adam, when somebody shows up and they like the place? Measuring, you know, for new curtains.
Oh, hanging curtains, yeah.
Was Lindsay at Care 11 measuring for curtains?
Heck no. She spent the whole morning outside. I am not buying for her gig. She had to do the weather out in that blizzard.
Okay, so if today, Belinda says, because Belinda, how long she hosted Care 11 Sunrise? 20 years? She says, I'm done. John Remish calls you and offers that job. Carter, she's running from here, middle of a segment, and taking that show.
Could I run from here to Care 11 on Highway 55?
For that show, yes, you would. Yes, you would. I can't believe the people driving down the highway. Lumber along, going to the workout session, go to their mother and father-in-law's. Why can't people stay home for a couple days and let it blow by? You're allowed to live your life.
Stir crazy.
You're allowed.
I had to get out
to
Saturday.
Do things.
You know where I went, right?
Yes. Target.
Yeah.
I was going to say Buffalo Wild Wings.
No. It's too far.
I drive a four-wheel drive. I couldn't believe the amount of people two-wheel drive past me doing 50, 60 with zero visibility. Yeah.
That's the thing. It was the visibility.
You're morons.
It wasn't even the wind blowing. I just couldn't believe you could not see.
No. When I was first leaving Carlos on 35,
How long a drive was that for you?
Hour and 30 minutes.
Normally?
Double 40, right? There was a point where, and again, I'm probably going 40, 50. So to completely judge how far that visibility is, maybe, I don't know, if I could see 200 yards in front of me. I don't. It's hard to judge, but it was not. It was a point where I was debating. Blaming MnDOT That's another go-to. I thought they did a very good job on the mainline highways, right? The side streets, what are we going to do? I mean, do we really think to, your idea, the melting driveway, the melting roads.
Needed roads.
Get the roads.
I'm sure they'd be cheap.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually the snowstorm was Trump's fault. Sure. And Trump is blaming. Has Trump started, how soon this week will he start in on Comey's family? Now that Comey's family, the news comes out that they were big Hillary supporters. That's going to come out within a tweet within the next 2 days, guaranteed. Speaking of the Comey interview, speaking of Michael Cohen, Robert Mueller, one of our faves, Joe Freiberg, as good of an attorney as we have in this state. Joe is with us in moments. Where do we start with this man? Joe Freiberg is kind enough to join us. We have James Comey. We have Michael Cohen. We have the president's tweet storms. We have Robert Mueller. Let's bring Mr. Freiberg into the conversation.
Well, there's a lot happening in our country.
Yes, there's. Were you out there shoveling this weekend?
No, I don't do that.
I did not think so. I just don't see you out there in one of your very beautifully dressed suits and nice dress shoes out there shoveling. Sometimes you got to have people.
No, hey, listen, I read about 60 years ago that there's a high incident of heart attacks among people that shovel snow. And so I have so far to this point avoided a heart attack by not shoveling snow.
Sounds good to me. I'm all in. Give me your overview on James Comey, the lead up to this book, the interview, and how he's handling it so far.
Well, you know, I've got mixed feelings about this. I don't like to see this stuff come out in books before it's all over, but I don't blame him. He's essentially, you know, he's fired, and so therefore he's going to go make his fortune like so many other public figures. And frankly, every time the Donald tweets something, he makes more money for Comey. And so it's interesting. It's certainly a look inside that administration and the thinking of Donald Trump. I credit Comey. I've, you know, basically everybody I know, and I know so many FBI, former FBI agents, Comey was a person who came with credibility, and Trump is a person that comes without it. So who are you going to believe?
There is nobody in my view on this planet that can be more petty and that can be more of a narcissist than the president of the United States.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Let me ask you this, though. But when Comey is writing about his orangeness and his hair and his tie and his hands.
That's a bit petty.
Yeah, I mean, why is he going there?
Well, I think because he knows that Trump reacts to that stuff. See, that's what Trump does to other people.
Yeah.
Calls them little, calls them fat, calls them ugly. And he can't handle those insults himself. You know, if you call Donald Trump a liar, he goes nuts because he's a liar, you know. And so I think that Comey understands how much it burns him to get called names himself.
Let me ask you about some of the key points. When Comey made the decision to make the first press conference and say he wasn't filing charges against Secretary Clinton, he's saying in the interview in the book he felt like he had explained more because he was worried about Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, and potential favoritism towards the Clintons, and he had to go further there. Then when he decides to open up the investigation again, and instead of just doing it quietly when it was so close to the election, he felt like he had to do this because potentially he was influenced by Hillary about to win. Joe, should the FBI director be making judgments in that manner. These are incredibly difficult decisions.
They're very, very difficult decisions. I don't know who he could have counseled with about it, because he certainly, the person he's supposed to counsel with about it is the Attorney General.
Right.
I can see that either way he went on this stuff, he was going to be greatly criticized.
Yes.
And so he made the decisions he thought he ought to make. Anything he did at that point, whichever way he went, was going to impact the election, whether it was going to impact it negatively or positively for one side or the other. It was kind of hard to follow the dynamics. But he was in a can't-win situation at that point.
The great Joe Freeberg is with us. It's 44 past 12. Does this book, anything new in this book, affect the Mueller investigation in any way?
I doubt it very much. The Mueller investigation is down the road where Trump is most vulnerable, and that's with Michael Cohen.
Yep.
Michael Cohen, I hesitate to call Michael Cohen a lawyer. I don't know if he really went to court ever. You ever watch the Netflix, or I forget was Netflix or Amazon show, Ray Donovan?
Yes, Showtime, I think it's. Yep.
Yeah, all right. He's a Donovan.
Yep.
Trump kills somebody and this guy disposes of the body.
I think he's even called himself. I think he's proudly compared himself to Ray Donovan.
Well, that'd be very interesting. Except that Ray Donovan's likable and Michael Cohen isn't.
All right, so I'm looking at the cameras right now, Joe. We're waiting to see when Cohen's going to show up. I'll get to Stormy in a little bit here. But so what's the likelihood that Cohen and the president's attorneys can try to suppress some of the information this hearing today?
They're messing with Judge Kimball Wood, and everybody in the Southern District of New York knows you don't mess with Judge Kimball Wood. She's a fine, old-line, solid United States District Court judge, assuming that she still got complete control of her faculties, and I know no reason to believe she doesn't. She's a senior on senior status. There's no political power that can be brought to bear on her. She's going to make the right decision. I don't see any possibility that they get the usual taint team procedure turned around so that they get to look through the documents to decide what's privileged and what isn't. I have some question as to whether any Cohen Trump documents are privileged, being as they generally would not concern legal advice. It'd be more business advice. The Stormy Daniels stuff, he's caught between a rock and a hard place. He claims that Donald Trump didn't know anything about it. Therefore, there can't be anything privileged there. I think Cohen is up against it, and I think they would not have executed these search warrants if they did not already have him colder than the mackerel. I believe he's going to be indicted.
Well, and Joe, the information now has come out that they had him under surveillance for months and months
Sure. Not only that, I believe that they're covering their back end here because Trump could pardon him out of this, which for Trump's own benefit, except that I believe they're working in tandem with the state prosecutorial forces. And although Trump probably doesn't know this, he can't pardon somebody on a state crime.
I bet he'll try until somebody explains it to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any downside for Trump's attorneys and Cohen's attorneys? In fact, there are some reports in the end Cohen might represent himself, which will just be even more interesting, of trying with Judge Wood today.
Well, no, there's no downside to their trying. The problem with it is when you try to achieve something like this, you're going to be very, very tempted to tell a fib somewhere. And that's something you ought not do, especially if it's provably false. The Stormy Daniels stuff, this is absolutely absurd. If you believe that Donald Trump did not know that Michael Cohen was shutting up Stormy Daniels, then I have a bridge I want to sell you. That having been said, they got a very clever idea not to put his name on the agreement, which probably vitiates it under the terms of the agreement. Now, I don't know what Avenatti is running for, but this guy's done very well in his public appearances. He seems to have Cohn on the run. He also seems to have kind of an incipient conspiracy between these ladies' lawyer Davison out on the West Coast and
yep.
Cohn. I don't know what's going on there. That's an interesting way to make money. If clients would come to me and I could make undisclosed deals with another lawyer and take a piece of the action, that'd be a good way to make a living.
I'm willing to buy you Churchill Downs if Donald Trump didn't know what Michael Cohn was doing. That's a given. But let me ask you this about the non-disclosure agreement. Stormy got her money. I mean, then how can she try to violate this if she got her money? Now afterwards, she's trying to speak up and guess what? Make more money.
Well, the agreement says unless it's signed by all parties, it's not an agreement. Now, I think she'd have to give the money back. And that's fine. She's making a hell of a lot more than $130,000 off this. And she can give that money back, say there is no agreement because all parties didn't sign it, and she's already talked about it. Well, you think they're actually going to start suing her for millions? You know, if Michael Cohn says that, that's another bridge down the road.
Is Avenatti making the right decision having Stormy just for PR and just publicity nonsense showing up today?
Well, that's good for Stormy.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, Stormy will get paid, you know, lots and lots of money at many different stops along the road, I guess, to take her clothes off, and she might have a couple of appearances in New York this evening. This will heighten the price. Lord knows what she gets paid to strip now.
It's better.
Yeah,
I know how much, but I know. Does this tell us anything about any timeline with Mueller? I mean,
no, I don't think so. Yeah. Mueller is a true professional. He's going to continue to do his job. He is not going to get shaken up by all these outside forces. I think he's moving in the right direction when he took himself out of the Cohn stuff and sent it to the United States Attorney's Office in New York. I think Berman did the right thing when he recused himself because he's had all these recent conversations with yep. Donald Trump. He's out. The next guy in line is the consummate professional. He's a lifer in the United States Attorney's Office, I believe.
And he appeared at the 2004 Republican Convention
yep.
endorsing George W. Bush. This isn't exactly a liberal Hillary supporter.
Well, all of these people, I mean, for heaven's sake, Mueller is a dyed-in-the-wool Republican.
Right.
You know, Rosenstein's a Republican. Jeff Sessions is a Republican. By the way, I don't know whether or not Sessions has taken himself out of stuff that doesn't involve Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. The interesting one to me is you remember that Michael Cohn made an unequivocal public denial, admittedly not under oath, saying, I have never been to Prague.
Right.
And then to prove it, he showed his passport.
Right.
Well, we do know that to get from where he was in Europe to Prague, you don't get your passport stamped.
They don't mark it up.
No. So that's a little flim-flam by Michael. Now, if, in fact, he met with a Putin deputy in Prague at the time they think he may have, and I don't know if there's evidence of this or not, if he did, that's it. That's the collusion. That's the case.
Great stuff, Joe. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Great opinions, as always, from Joe Freeberg. Just during the break, Stormy Daniels did arrive. Just nonsense, just for more publicity for herself and her attorney. And they're scurrying away from the media. The only reason why Stormy is there is because of the media. I would have preferred if she stood for pictures. Just be true about what you're doing. Wolves back in action after just blowing a big opportunity last night. It's Wednesday in Houston because of the Twins in Puerto Rico. This broadcast will be on Buzzin 102.9. Again, Wednesday's game, Buzzin 102.9. Tap past 8. CCI will pick up the game right around halftime. Rockets lead 1-0.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.